somebody just came up to me, and I'm standing at Clapham Junction, and somebody just came up to me and said, oh, mate, you want the 09:58 train to London Waterloo? And so I thought, actually, I've got no idea what time train I want. I know I want the stopping train. I said, yes, I want the stopping train. He said, ah, you're good, and wandered off. Nice one to check. But people have a funny form of word sometimes. What that racket is. Anyway, it's rather gorgeous this morning. That's the main reason why I was going to do this boo. It's definitely a blue sky boo today. It's about to be blocked out by the train in front of me. I'm Stan Fant. So I'm just changing to Vauxhall. And door vans. The door.
Okay,
yeah, thank you.
No, I'll push the button.
Thank you. Where are the vans?
Just have to let everyone else.
Yeah, that's fine. Take the time. Wait, friends. Brilliant, thank you. Go on, friends, straight up. Just go over here. Stand there and sit, please. Good boy. You wait there. Just gone for a standing position by the door. As it's only a couple of stops. Francis decides to lie down. Never liked talking to my phone on quiet trains. I feel a bit self-conscious. It's remarkably quiet for a commuting time train. I won't bore you with the journey. Not all of it, not all of it anyway. Fans, could you up sit for me? Sorry, Fans. Problem is, I can't reach my phone in my pocket with the lead around my arm if Fans lies down. So I know it's a bit cruel to ask him to sit up just for that, but it's just handy to be able to reach my phone. Bit of a sort of varying, rambly boo, but I find the home button on the iPhone 5 is absolutely rubbish. The number of times I press it and nothing happens. And it feels quite cheap. It doesn't have that sort of solid feel that the previous ones did. So, we'll see how long it lasts, but I won't hold my breath. Sunshine really is glorious. I was at some point, I was just reminded to do a boo about one of my favourite blogs called Diamond Geezer. It's written by somebody who lives in Bow in East London. And the majority of it is about London, travelling around London during the Olympics. It was, wrote a lot about the development of the Olympic Park and how things were changing around Bow. He religiously writes about 1,000 words or so every day, which is quite incredible. And it's always a good read. It's one of the first things I do each morning. I was just reading it on the train. He's doing, because it's the anniversary of the Tube this year, he's doing each month a different tube line, and this month is the Piccadilly line, so the piece was on travelling from one end of it to the other and back again, which sounds well, I haven't got very far through it yet, but the idea of sitting on the tube for 3 hours wouldn't fill me with excitement particularly. Although that said, I have been known to and go and travel on a line for the sake of it, just to go and see what was there, really. I've done that with the Uxbridge branch of the Piccadilly line. Yeah. Okay, both buses are going to arrive together. After all, 87 to 2 first. Let's just check with somebody what number this is.
It's 87.
It's 87, all right, I'll hold on. Thank you. Right, now let's just hope we spot the 88 then. Well, I had a play with the Kindle app last night, and lovely and accessible. Shame they couldn't have done it earlier, but don't want to be churlish, as I said last night in my booth. You know, it's really, really good that they've done it, and I think this will make a huge difference to many visually impaired people. Is my bus going to bother coming? Let's see. Still saying 1 minute. Come on, bus. Right, it's due now. So, hopefully the egg bus that arrives should be it.
Okay, coming up now.
Oh, perfect. Thank you very much. Come on, then, Vance. Find the door. Thank you. Come on, then, Vance. On you go. Thank you. Steady, Vance. Steady, steady. Come here. Come here. And sit, please. Sit, Vance. Good boy. Well done. Well, that was very nice of that gentleman to tell me that. Sorry. I'm standing in front of the back doors as usual. And I shall go back to reading Diamond Geezer. One-handed phone operation was hanging onto the pole with the other hand, and the lead looped across my arm, through my arm. And I've made it as far as Leicester Square on Diamond Geezer's rather wonderful description of the Piccadilly line. It's, he does have a way of describing things and noticing all the little details. Upstand fans, the kind of things which I would love to describe to you on my audio booth, but I just don't see. So, apologies for that. Even if you're not a huge fan of reading about the tube, you might find hearing a little bit about the differences in the art at each station, or the design of each station, quite interesting. And the particularly as it find the way it neatly demonstrates how the network developed over time and different sections coming together. And the Ford Vance stand. Ooh, about to get run over by a big lorry. It's fine. Okay, Ford Vance, let's go. Thank you. Okay, we're going to have to go straight on, Vance, because that lorry is going to want to... No, sorry, Vance, can't. That lorry is going to want to use your toileting space. Okay, you're going to find right then, Vance. We'll spend you here. Yeah, come on, find the way. Find right. No, it's fine, you can't find right. Oh, we're going to go there, are we? Okay, let's go there. Come on then, busy boy then. It's a bit more convenient spot normally. Maybe I should always go here. Oh, apart from the fact that I've just put him in front of a car that wants to move off. Oh, good, good. A car which can't wait for him to finish going before trying to move. Straight on, Vance. So anyway, I will do a proper boo on Diamond Geezer at some point, because I really do recommend reading him. But I just thought I would mention him there as I've been reading on the way in. Off goes my bus. And off go I in a second. Stand? Off go I. Is that grammatically correct? Right, anyway, I'm off. Just pause this here. Come on, phone, don't be silly with me.